It's the original instrument, and it is the spoken word. It's a superior instrument to all other instruments. I know this. I don't try to sound like a horn. A horn was made to imitate the sound of the voice. And it's, I am the storyteller. The singer is the one who tells the story. That's why she can stand out in front of the musicians who have had years of experience and study and technique, and she can take the show because she has words. Louis Armstrong was a singer. Most musicians are afraid to sing. It's somehow a step down or something. And a lot of the singers today are imitating the horns. They're jealous of the saxophones, saxophonists. But the saxophone is made, it has a range, like the piano has a range. So what is all the scatting? Ella used to scat after she told the story, after she sang the song exactly as the composer wrote it and the lyricist. Then she would improvise. The singers, many of them today, start out improvising because they think they're singing jazz. There is no such thing as jazz. There's only a song and your spirit and your ancestors. I don't know what I'd have done without Billie Holiday or Bessie Smith or Sarah, all these, I follow in a tradition. Women who never sounded like anybody but themselves.